special report coronavirus update. Frustration is mounting for small business owners who say the federal relief package is inadequate. More from Washington correspondent Scott Carr.
Mike, that $350 billion aid package for small American businesses passed by Congress March 27 is being called by some small business owners, according to the Wall Street Journal, a kind of senior executive protection program.
It is not a blue-collar, very small business, Main Street business protection program.
The Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program included in the package promises up to $10,000 in grants for eligible applicants, but companies are only able to receive $1,000 per employee. Half of what some were expecting, and they complain such aid mainly supports the employees but won't keep the business open for the workers to return to. Scott Carr, Washington.
White House advisor Larry Kudlow is saying the administration will focus on pro-growth measures and removing business barriers. I'm Mike Moss. For the first time, Joe Biden is denying a sexual assault allegation made by a former aide. Here's correspondent Linda Kenyon.
In a statement, Biden writes, "I want to address allegations by a former staffer that I engaged in misconduct 27 years ago." In addressing the allegation publicly for the first time, he adds, in his words, "The allegations aren't true, and they never happened." Biden's campaign previously denied the allegation made by former aide Tara Reid, but this is the first time Biden himself has spoken out.
Glimmers of a gradual return to air travel mean airlines are rolling out new policies to protect passengers and crew. 2 days after JetBlue announced that passengers would be required to wear masks beginning on May 4th, both Delta Airlines and American Airlines now say they have adopted that same policy. Wall Street stocks are down substantially today. The Dow off more than 400 points, a loss of more than 1%. I'm Mike Moss.
We've had our lives flipped upside down recently, and for many of us, things just got a lot rougher. But we've faced tough times before, and we're going to pull through this because, well, that's what we do in America. At term provider Big Lou has a message for you. If all this craziness has you protecting the ones you care about, don't let it stop when we get through this. Keep the protection rolling with a life insurance shield around your family. For over 30 years, Term Provider has been providing affordable term life insurance at better prices and with better service, including policies that don't need an in-home exam. As for Big Lou, he's just like you, spending time at home with his kids, too. No matter what your medical history, prostate cancer, heart conditions, high cholesterol, or if you're taking prescription medications, at Term Provider, we can help you find $1 million or more of term life insurance at affordable rates to fit your budget. There's no obligation, so call now for your free quote. Call 800-529-2856. That's 800-529-2856. 800-529-2856.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports. And with local price matching, you can buy with confidence at Sprague's. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service, there's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center, and when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters, the best Yeti selection and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals you can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
News, talk, sports, and up-to-date weather from 560 KBLU.
Sunny and hot today, 101 this afternoon, 68 overnight tonight, southwest wind at 10. For the weekend, sunny and 99 tomorrow with a southwest wind at 10 and 100 with sunshine on Sunday.
The opinions voiced in this show, Money Talk, are for general information only and not intended for specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial advisor, or tax advisor prior to investing. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Good morning, Yuma. Money Talk AM 560 KBLU. Derek Egebert, branch manager with Academy Mortgage. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Well, I'm really good. Really good. You guys have had a good show this morning.
Yeah, you know, it's there's a lot going on in our country, a lot to do, a lot of excitement, some of it negative. You got to talk it out because there's a hard times for people, buddy.
So you're never out of stuff to talk about, is what you're saying?
Never have been, yeah. And it's just more intense.
Just trying to get you to shut up is a different thing.
Ain't going
to
happen.
So, you know, tons to talk about, and I'm going to open up some questions to you. But here's, you've heard me talk about this for years. There's opportunity and there's situational. And a lot of people do refinances because of a situation that arises, whether it's a marriage, a death, a divorce, kids go to college, need to pay some debt off. And here's some opportunities. And, you know, have you ever heard me be a big proponent of a 15-year mortgage?
Well, no, but you're a proponent of doing it if you can, but you do it 30 and pay it off early.
Correct. Yeah. And so a lot of people do need a forced savings account. So let me just say, you know, most people I do talk through, well, do you really want to do the 15? Do you do the 30, like you say, and then make the decision?
But then you got freedoms.
Right. Yeah. And I still believe that, but it is amazing the number of people that want a forced savings. And now that interest rates have come down so far, what I'm seeing is people who bought, let's say, 3 years ago, and they were at 4.75% on an FHA loan, which is a great interest rate, a great loan type back in the day. Yep. Now property values have come up. Interest rates on the 30-year fixed have dropped down into the twos. You probably have enough equity that you don't need the mortgage insurance that what FHA requires.
Right. And that's a 20%, right?
Correct. Okay. So now what I'm seeing is there is an opportunity for some of these people to get out of these loans that they might have only put 3.5% or 5% down several years ago, and now they refinance to a 15-year fixed. And I've got clients that their payments are legitimately staying the same, and they're whacking off how many years? 12, you know, somewhere between 11 and 12 years because they've been in the homes 3 or 4 years. So legitimately, they're whacking off 11 to 12 years of their mortgage for
and keeping it the same
for legitimately free. Now, even if you said, hey, I'm going to go to a 15 and my payment's going to be $100 a month higher, but you can knock off 10 years, would that be a good investment?
For most people, yeah.
For most people, it will. So again, I still want to sit down and talk to people and say, well, is that the right thing for you? What would you do with that cost savings? Because we might be able to go to a 30 and skinny up your budget and then maybe use that money to pay off a credit card.
I like that you're not a one-size-fits-all guy.
It never will be. No. And you know, the person who walks in who has their dream career and it's kind of a fixed-income career, you know they're not going to see a huge difference in their income over the next 3 to 5 years. So we got to talk about budget. We got to kind of forecast what we think we should be doing with the mortgage, and they have to sit down with their budget and kind of have a soul-searching conversation. But, you know, somebody who sees that their income is going to grow over time, maybe moving that 30 to a 15 makes complete sense because the payment stays the same as they're used to. They're knocking off 5, 10, 15 years in some cases, and now they still have that increased income over time that now they can use that for something else and invest. So there's a ton of opportunity, but it is amazing to me that this week alone, I've had three customers come in that their payments are within $27 of their 30-year fixed payment to move to a 15, and they're whacking off. One's taking off 10 and a half years. One was taking off 11 and a quarter years, and one was taking off just under 12 years on their mortgage.
Now, that works for somebody because they know they're going to stay there.
Mm-hmm.
They know that this is a house. I've been in it a while. We're not moving. I'm at the point in my life that this is where home is going to be.
Well, you're correct, and I always talk about that. Hey, you know, does it make sense? Because are you going to be there more than 5 years? But think of what you just said is if their payment doesn't change and we move them to a 15-year mortgage, now they're paying significantly more to principal over time. So maybe they're only going to be there 5 more years. But now you've paid off 5 years of a 15-year mortgage versus 5 years of a 30. What is that going to do to your principal?
Equity is going to
be
huge. Yeah, and you're right. It's going to do that, too.
So this is one of those, again, you talk about a situation versus opportunity. We're not a great situation as the economy and the market and COVID-19, but here's the opportunity that a lot of people have the opportunity to move from a 30 to a 15 and whack a ton of interest off their mortgage. And, you know, don't get me wrong. I'm the guy that gives you the mortgage. I'm the guy that sees the interest that you're going to pay for 15, 20, 30 years. But if I can save you a ton of interest, that's the time to do it. And moving from that 30 to a 15 during this time, especially somebody who had an FHA loan before and had mortgage insurance, maybe they did a conventional 5% down.
Are you surprised that the rates are what they are right now? We didn't expect this.
I'm astonished that they're where they are now.
But you're doing refinances now, and you didn't think you'd be refinancing.
Correct. And if you look at why, again, it's the marketplace. It's always the market. So who is purchasing mortgage-backed securities right now? And your answer is...
I don't know.
No one. So
okay.
So no one. The Federal Reserve is basically purchasing all of the mortgage-backed securities right now, Fannie and Freddie. They're the ones that are driving the rates down. Kind of way back in the day when we talked about quantitative easing and you heard the news media talking about QE2 and QE3. Okay, the federal government through the Treasury, I should say the Fed through the Treasury, is purchasing all of these mortgage-backed securities, artificially pushing interest rates down. That's what's doing it. Because if you said, hey, are the Wall Street firms purchasing mortgage-backed securities? Are a lot of pension funds and trusts buying these tranches of $100 million at a time? The answer is no. There's almost no liquidity in the market other than the Fed is purchasing mortgage-backed securities. That's why interest rates are low. And, you never look a gift horse in the mouth. If you have the opportunity to refinance and save your family, tens of thousands of dollars over, let's say, a 30-year mortgage, or you have the chance to supercharge your principal, you really start adding to the equity of your home, take it. Let's go. And so what I would strongly encourage everybody is sit down and look at the budget. And whether it's me or Ray or Tara or Bill or somebody in the office, call and let's have a conversation to say, would this help you in one of two ways? Can we knock off a bunch of interest one way or the other, and maybe going back to a 30-year fixed or even a 20-year fixed is right for some people, and maybe going to that 15 or even a 10 makes a lot of sense. And when you see interest rates that start with the number 2, you realize how ludicrous that is.
That's crazy. How's the housing market overall?
Very, very strong. Very strong.
So the prices are still holding firm?
Prices are holding firm. I've seen a couple of subdivisions and builders take slight price increases, believe it or not.
Okay.
When you drive around, here's the remember the books, the Idiot's Guide and the Dummy's Guide to things? Just drive around Yuma. Do you, Russ, when you're driving around, see construction all over the place? And do you see guys swinging hammers on Saturdays and even Sundays?
Yep.
Okay. So that tells you... And you and I know most of the business owners here in town are very astute. They're not spending money on a product unless they can sell it.
Right.
So they're building the homes because they're already under contract to be sold. Some of the high-end construction guys, you watch what they're doing, and their crews are running 6 days a week. And you have, very nice custom homes going up in subdivisions all over Yuma. And then you look at the actual inventory that's on the market. And there's not a lot of inventory on the market. And
still...
The basic bread and butter home that I would call 3-bedroom, 2-bath, something like a townhouse or a 2-car garage, 3-bed, 2-bath, they're not on the market more than about a week. You pay attention, and they're getting multiple offers, and they're going for what the list price is. It's crazy that we're still in that kind of market, and the news media is not picking that up, that the economy in certain sectors is really doing well, housing being one of them. Now you look at what's happening with rents. Where do you think rents are going? Are they going up or down?
I would imagine, but what you just based everything on, they'd be ticking up.
They are. And so you look at some of those same rent rates. I kind of point to the townhouses right across the street from our office because we know those really well. Those are renting. The 3-bedroom, 2-bath homes are now renting for about $1,000 a month.
Yeah.
Okay. So $1,000 a month on a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 2-car garage townhouse. When, say, 3 years ago, those were renting for $850.
Oh, that's
percentage-wise, that's a huge increase.
Yeah, that's
a 20% increase over 3 years.
Yeah.
Look at the same thing with the prices, though. That same person who could rent it can still buy that home and have a payment cheaper than what their rent is.
Yeah.
So, when owning is cheaper than rent, why? Because interest rates are so low. It's all about the interest rates.
Right.
If interest rates went to 5%, no, payment's going to be higher than rent. So for all of those people who are still renting and haven't convinced themselves to get out of the rental, now's a really good time while interest rates are low. Why? Because of an opportunity. It's not a situation. It's not you just had 3 more kids and now you don't have the space. It's wow, I could get an interest rate that is that low. Let me get something that I can put my family in, start paying principal down on myself, and have some equity over time. But to the homeowners that are already out there, you'd be surprised how many people refinanced a year ago that are doing it again. You know,
well, now they know how easy it is.
Well, they know how easy it is, but, you know, again, from an opportunity perspective, that's one of those reasons that we don't really try to do a lot of the discount points. And you see some of these lenders that are charging lots of discount points to get an artificially low interest rate. Well, had we charged a bunch of discount points to refinance you a year ago, would you feel bad about doing that again and wasting all that money?
Well,
maybe, maybe not. I mean, if you paid an extra $4,000 in discount points, would you remember that when you went to refinance?
Of course.
That's what I'm saying is, you know, opportunity versus situation.
Yeah.
Just know that there's some huge opportunities out there. And one of them that I want everybody to consider in this brief window of time is looking at a 15-year fixed versus a 30-year fixed. We'll talk about that and much more after the break. This is Money Talk AM 560 KBLU. Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258. 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 3113. Arizona license number 0904081.
With Americans enjoying longer and more productive retirement than ever, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, we specialize in solid, dependable financial advice designed to work for you towards your objectives in retirement. Whether your personal situation requires low volatility liquid assets or longer-term investments with potentially higher investment returns, it's important to first discuss your options with a trusted financial advisor. For more information or to schedule a consultation, call 329-1700. Securities offered through LPL Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. Whether you require low volatility, liquid assets, or longer-term investments for higher returns, it's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
If you were diagnosed with a life-threatening medical condition, you'd get a second opinion. Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being too? If you've been questioning the wisdom of the investment plan you've been following, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs and offer a vital second opinion. Simply call Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management at 928-329-1700. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258. 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 3113. Arizona license number 0904081. Happy Friday. Happy Bay One. Good morning, everyone. Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage. This is Money Talk AM 560 KBLU. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning, sir.
Hey, so we've got a ton to talk about. And we talked about opportunities. We talked about things that could save you money. Did you know there's a negative on a lot of people's credits right now?
Why?
Okay, well, let's talk about a couple things. First and foremost, you know credit companies can increase and decrease your balances at will, right?
Yes, on okay. credit cards.
On your credit cards.
Yeah.
So what happens under this COVID-19 economic closure? Do you think credit card companies want to be lending extra money when they think they could be in potential default?
I never thought about it. But
well,
potential default, no. But
potential default. And so now what you're seeing, remember how we've talked about the universal default clause?
It constricted.
Yes. You're seeing lots of credit card companies reduce your available credit line. They're not gouging you. They're not taking you down to what your balance is. But remember how we always talk about what your percentage charge to your percentage credit line is?
Yes.
Let's say you had $1,000 charged and your old credit line was $2,500. So you're under 50%, right?
Right.
Well, I'm seeing a lot of credit card companies that are dropping it down to the 50% mark, to the 60% mark. So if that credit card company said, you know what, we're going to reduce your credit line to $2,000, and they send out a nice, warm, fuzzy letter that makes it sound like, Russ, you're such a good customer. It doesn't appear that you use this line, so we're going to drop your credit card balance, your line, to $2,000 just so you're okay. Now, what did they effectively do? They haven't changed your balance.
They changed your percentage.
They changed your percentage. And when they drop it from $2,500 down to $2,000 and you still owe that $1,000, now you just lost 15 to 20 points on your credit score.
That sucks.
It sucks. But those are things to keep in mind and pay attention to. How many people pay attention to the 47,000 pages they get mailed to you from your credit card company that's all typed in like six font, fine print,
they still
can't
mail those
read it?
Out?
Oh, yes, they do. Come on. See, you don't even pay attention. You probably look at the envelope
and put
it right in your shredder.
I don't receive anything in the mail.
Okay,
I go completely digital.
Well, either that or you're just not. Well, then you hit delete. You're one of those guys that said delete.
I don't think I even opened it.
It's spam. So you start thinking about what your credit line is to your available balance, and when you see that reduced, understand that's going to artificially impact your credit score.
Mine recently got increased, which I don't know why they did that.
Well,
I'm talking three or four months ago.
It's a risk pool, and it's a risk tolerance. So if you say, okay, this person has the propensity to continue paying, this person has not defaulted on anything else, this person hasn't missed a payment, the likelihood is you're going to be okay. But remember, that little thing called the universal default clause says that credit card company A can broadcast that information to B through Z, period, end of story. So, Russ, let's say you accidentally missed your Kohl's credit card payment in April.
Okay.
Come May, every other credit card that you
own know it.
Will now know that.
And if they
want to trigger the universal default clause that says default on one card is considered a default on all cards, they can immediately drop your balance to even the amount owed. So understand it's a moving target that you and I can't.
But, you know, I can't miss a payment because I never make them. It's just automated.
Well,
I just say...
That's how it should be.
I just set it up, and it just runs.
That's how it should be.
I get notification. I said, you just made a payment. I said, oh, that's nice.
And you use an app very, very well. You have purposefully looked at that, and you've taken control of that for you.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't. Let's just say a lot of people don't really even pay attention to what their budget is. The bill comes in the mail, and then they realize, okay, I need to write a check, or I need to go down and pay it, and that's when
I don't own a checkbook.
That's kind of scary. No, just kidding.
I don't need one.
But if you think about credit scores, when is a credit score really needed?
Well, when you're going to make a purchase.
Right. So,
wait a minute, insurance for your car, insurance for your house, I mean, those things get affected also.
Potentially a job.
I didn't even think about that one.
So, you know, a lot of employers run credit now.
No one's going to hire me anyway.
I don't see that they look at a lot of credit scores, but they do look and make you comment on credit history. Well, think about the stone rolling downhill gathering momentum. Let's say you miss one payment on one credit card, and all the others lower your balances, or your credit lines, if you will, and they can also increase your interest rates.
Right.
That's part of the universal default clause. So if one person gets into a bind and they miss one payment and all of a sudden the interest rates go up on the other cards, the balances drop, so now they also don't have the charging ability to get themselves out of that bind, all of a sudden that stone starts rolling downhill faster and faster, and it becomes something that you just can't stop it. And so you're going to see, unfortunately, people that might have missed one payment on accident, or there was something that was missed in this environment that they were waiting for one check to come in, that one or two missed payment might actually snowball into something that's catastrophic. Now, I want to talk about something that is near and dear to my heart. Have you heard anybody in the news media, wink, wink, nod, nod, everybody does, talking about forbearances?
No.
Whatever. okay, so here's the dirty little secret that everybody needs to understand about the forbearances, because That has been talked about as one of the saving graces for everybody. Do you know that if you are in forbearance, it still reports as late payments on your credit report?
No.
Let that sink in for a minute. So everybody who is being talked to about forbearances, one of a good customer of mine who's actually a good friend,
But we've been instructed that it is part of the landscape right now, that it is not a penalty, it's understandable. We know that you might miss a payment, it's okay, don't worry about it, but we're going to report you?
Yes. So a
sons of guns.
Good friend of mine who lives back east sent me a copy of his credit report, and he said, hey, is this the way it's supposed to be? And he got talked into doing a forbearance. And now his credit score went from in the 700s to in the 500s, and his mortgage shows 30 days late, then 60 days late. Now, if he doesn't make his payment, he will become 90 days late. He's in forbearance.
But
he is in forbearance. So what you and I are being told is that there's these forbearance items that might allow you not to make a payment. But if you read the fine print,
it's not forgiven.
It's not forgiven. All of that money is due. And so in most of these, at the end of the 4 months, guess what's due? So let's pretend, Russ, your payment is $1,000 a month, and you call your servicer and you say, hey, I really need to do this
forbearance. I need some help right now.
And they say, okay, well, here's your forbearance. Now, it goes 4 months.
Yeah.
That's $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000.
Yeah.
Now, at the end of 4 months, you owe $4,000. And oh, by the way, you just wrecked your credit, so you've got a 30, a 60, and a 90-day late on your credit report, which I have his. I mean, I have seen how it's being reported by servicers.
So technically, it's just we're not going to come after you for 4 months, and then we'll come after you.
Right. Let that sink in.
We're just going to delay.
We're going to delay the inevitable.
Oh, that sucks.
And then what's the likelihood that somebody who is struggling can dig out of being behind not 1 month, but 4 months?
We're not going to. Not easily. I mean,
not easily. So, you know, again, the some of these programs and things that are talked about, man, you better peel back the onion and pay attention to what's being done, because that forbearance is being reported on the credit report, the bureaus, as late payments. And you and I know, as soon as you have a late payment on a mortgage, the universal default clause is going to send that information to all of your other creditors.
And that's a big red flag.
Yes. And so what I would strongly encourage is listen to a lot of these things and take it with a grain of salt. So when you hear people talking about forbearance and not making payments, really pay attention, because what is happening out there right now is people's credit scores are getting whacked and ruined, and the amount of money that they owe at the end of this is going to be astronomical. And, yeah, here's the wink, wink, nod, nod. Do they have late fees?
But I'm disappointed in that. I mean, they should give you that. I mean, they should tell you that information when they say, by the way, you can get a forbearance if you need it, but be cautioned.
I believe that all of that is in the fine print.
Nobody reads
that. There's the problem. It's exactly the same as that credit card company sending you the universal default clause, that when I tell 99 of 100 people, they have no idea what that even means. But every one of us get it sent to us electronically or in writing when we apply for a credit card, do we not?
Yeah.
Okay, so you have a credit card?
A couple.
Did you ever know that?
No.
Why?
Well, it's not important.
It's not important.
To what?
There's the difference.
Okay.
That importance is for everything in life. I mean, is anything important? At a moment in time, something else is not important. I didn't take out the trash because it wasn't important, but I got to do something.
I mean, I'm not too worried about the details. I know how I'm going to operate the card. I know I'm going to stay within the guidelines of acceptable. I mean, yes, I don't really read a lot of details on what happens if I crash my car. You know, I don't care.
And unfortunately, that's what's happening with credit for a large number of people. Whether it's credit card companies making a change, whether it's universal default clause sending it out to others, this forbearance thing is going to be an interesting...
And I would not have participated in a forbearance. I mean, I just wouldn't have. But I
wouldn't either. But again, there's some people that there isn't an option because, again, we know in this environment...
But like you just stated, I assume the forbearance was something different than you just told me. What you just told me is... we're going to put a hold on the collection calls for 4 months. Not that we're not going to make them.
Right. And watch out when these balances do get added to the mortgage, and then or you're asked, hey, Russ, write me a $4,000 check. I need all that money right now.
Well, I would have had the forbearance in the first place if I could do that.
That isn't that interesting. So you and I know if you had the money, most people are going to continue being good-paying citizens and the bills are going to be paid. But the people that needed the help, the news media and politicians are talking about, hey, look at this, forbearance on mortgages, forbearance on...
How wonderful.
How wonderful. And then it's going to whack you in the end. And unfortunately, it sure is a good talking point right now while it appears that people are trying to do something for you and I, but that's not how it's turning out in the end. And I can prove to you with credit reports that that's not how it's behaving.
Well, yeah, because you'll get those from your clients. It'll show you. And
right.
Crazy. You got to take a break, man.
Hey, let's take a break. This is Money Talk, AM 560 KBLU.
Is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports. And with local price matching, you can buy with confidence at Sprague's. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service. There's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center, and when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports is got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters. The best Yeti selection and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane, rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals. You can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Good morning, I'm Aziza Schuler with your KYMA News 11 update. In Imperial County, sadly, another person has died from the coronavirus. This brings the total of deaths to 9 in the valley. There are now 333 confirmed cases. More than 2,000 people have now been tested, but happy to report 117 of those people have since recovered from it. Now to Yuma County, there are 89 positive cases. 16 of those people remain in the hospital. 831 people total have been tested. Speaking of, drive-through testing will be starting this Saturday in Yuma County and will continue for the next 3 Saturdays. This is a partnership between Sunset Health, Arizona Department of Health, and Sonora Quest Laboratories. If you think you are infected with the coronavirus, you can swing by the Sunset Health parking lot on Avenue B this Saturday between 8 a.m. and noon. You won't even have to get out of your car. Thank you for watching KYMA News 11. We will see you right back here for more news.
The opinions voiced in this show, Money Talk, are for general information only and not intended for specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial advisor, or tax advisor prior to investing. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258. 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 3113. Arizona license number 0904081. Hey everybody, Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here on Money Talk. We're talking mortgages, credit, and some things that are not fun to talk about, which is what's happening.
What?
Well, you and I have been talking about what happens on this forbearance.
Oh, forbearance. That's fun to talk about. I just don't want to participate.
Well, let's not participate in that.
Yeah.
But, you know, you talked about how there's opportunities out there. And,
yeah.
And it's just a matter of, do you see it? So out of all of this, the opportunity is, hey, maybe we get to spend a little more time with our family. Hey, maybe we get to Isn't it amazing?
I've had people complain about that, too, though.
Well, that's true, too. It depends on the family.
Yeah, I got a call from somebody. Can't you put my husband to work? He's been home too long.
How many people are doing all the honeydews around the house?
The smart ones.
How many people are doing upgrades around the house while they have time? How many businesses are putting...
Home Depot's packed. You know, so many people are doing projects.
And I'm seeing businesses do the same. I'm seeing remodels in restaurants. I'm seeing remodels in offices. I'm seeing people put time and money and energy into their businesses, partly because it's the right time, partly it keeps the staff motivated.
We've done
I know
the
you
same.
Guys did.
We're still doing it. I mean, I'm heavy into it. I'm putting in a new bathroom.
Well, it's finally nice that you have one.
Yeah, indoor plumbing.
You get rid of the outhouse. I'm sure your guys will greatly appreciate that. But how does your staff feel about you?
It's increased. It's really done a lot of morale boosting, and people are looking for how they can do their area better. Not just appearance wise, but production wise.
Do you think that's going to change or affect the quality of work you guys give?
Yes.
Okay. Do you feel that's going to give the customer a better sense of value?
Already have seen it.
Isn't it interesting that some people will invest and they see the long-term benefits, and other people kind of do the ostrich head in the sand, hey, let's just pull back?
Something else it's done has been kind of amazing. I was talking about it, but as we've made drastic changes, you know, and it's very obvious when you walk in, people want to say, it's nice, but if you just did this and this, it would be even better. You know, why is that? They never say a thing when
because
it looks like crap.
Because everybody's a critic.
What is that? Where does that come from?
Well, Russ, for those that haven't been to your shop, I never would have assumed you'd had fuchsia and yellow painted on the wall.
It was pretty ugly.
It doesn't seem to
bad.
Match, but it is what it is. But you look around, and I'm hats off to the business owners, the managers that are investing in the businesses, especially a lot of these restaurant guys and gals that are out there that, you know, I think those people are being hurt the most.
Yes.
Or the gym owners, the beauty salons that legitimately are completely out of business.
Well,
it's not like
we got one that's defying the order of the governor today and opening up. I hope he's okay.
I hope he's okay.
I don't know what's going to happen. I worry about him.
And isn't it, you know, here's, you're going to have a political discussion. Isn't it interesting that we do live in the U.S.?
Yeah.
We do have something called the Constitution.
Yeah.
And you can't participate in your liberty of being free and productive. You know, it's a sensitive thing, and there are people that they will hang on that governor order and say, I'm not doing it, and you shouldn't either, and how dare you? And there's other people that are seriously on that side of the fence saying, look, this is my right to feed my family. How dare you take away my ability to feed my family?
Right.
And I don't know the right answer to that. I know where my heart lies. My heart lies is let's get everybody back to work safely.
It's going to be individual, but I think at the end of the day, we're not going to change as a people.
No.
I think we took a pause and we allowed it to happen. But who knows where it's going to end. I don't think it's going to end where we're forever changed.
No, I don't either. And if you look at my personal view, this is just, you know, my anecdotal vision, but if you look at what happened after 9/11.
Yeah, same thing.
Now, I don't wish for that ever, ever, ever to happen again. But I do wish we as a country and a society felt like we did on 9/12.
Unity.
That unity and helping each other out and doing absolutely everything for everybody. I mean, how many people had flags on their vehicles
And I'll tell you, we have some of that on a local level.
We do, 100%.
Where I know people that are helping others on a constant and doing things to help others, but we certainly don't have it as a leadership level that's demonstrating unity from a leadership level on a bigger scale.
And when you say we're not going to change permanently, I do believe there's been some of that feeling back again with this, reaching out to help one another, you know, people going out of their way to go visit restaurants and do takeouts and asking if fellow business owners need something. I'm seeing people lend equipment and lend infrastructure. And I just hope that I don't think it's going to change us as a permanent society. But I hope we, again, keep some of that community and supportiveness.
But I think that's part of us anyway, and it brought it out. And I'm hoping you're right, that I hope we recognize that.
Well, let's have that hibernate a little less and have that out frolicking through the fields a little bit more, would you?
I'll do that.
So, you know, again, there's so many opportunities out there right now in terms of credit, mortgage, financing. I'm not the car guy, but when you see cars that are 0% interest, it's interesting. There's an opportunity.
That's a good rate, by the way.
That is a very good rate, you know. When you look at credit cards, there's still a ton of high-end credit cards out there that are offering 0% interest rate.
You still have
cards.
That titanium card?
Absolutely.
All right.
It's not good for anything other than a coaster, but you know, you look at some of these credit card opportunities. Okay, if you're paying attention and you are carrying a credit card balance, and you and I know most Americans carry a credit card balance, would this not be the time to apply for a 0% interest rate credit card, move the balance over, get rid of the high interest rate credit card, and pay everything towards principal over the next 12 or 24 months?
Of course.
Okay. So there's the homework item for literally everybody. Go look at your debt. Go look at the interest rates that you're paying on your house, on your car,
on your credit card. How many people do you think really will? I mean, how many people do you think really look at their debt?
I don't think that many.
Yeah, I think I think most people don't want to know.
I think I think we have an amazing listenership here.
Yeah.
I think most people don't know the actual interest rate they're paying on their credit card. I think they have a general idea, but I think I would be very shocked how many people could say that credit card is 12.9 or that credit card is 14.25. They're probably going to say, well, it's above 10 or it's in the teens. So that credit card opportunity, if you have good credit and you haven't looked at that right now, that's probably the most instantaneous savings I can tell you to do. Is move some of the credit card balances from the high interest rate cards to a 0%. Yes, I understand it's going to be a hard inquiry on your credit. Yes, I understand it's a little bit of a painful process to open something up. But if you're paying, let's say, 10% on $5,000, that's $500 a year in interest. If you move that over to a whole new card and you made the exact same payments, now you got $500 more going to principal and $500 less going to interest.
Yep.
You're paying the same. Why wouldn't you do that? It's worth.
You should.
So you're the psychological and the psychology expert over here. Why don't most people do that? I'm turning that to you.
Because they don't feel. I don't think they feel they can make a difference. I don't think they have confidence in themselves and their abilities and their own confidence that they're in good shape. They think if they look at it, they'll see how bad it is and they'll get depressed. That I can't get out of it. I'm in a rut. That I can't fix it. I don't make enough. I'm not capable of maintaining. There's a lot of that confidence, that financial confidence that's lacking.
Everybody can get out of it. It's a matter of discipline, willpower, and focus.
It's the same with healthcare. I don't go to the doctor because I don't want the bad news that I'm not doing well.
You mean you only go there when you're healthy?
But a lot of people don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear it. Okay, I know. I need to quit smoking. I need to lose weight. All right.
So a very good friend of mine, known him for a lot of years, he got himself into a significant amount of trouble. When I tell you he owed about $250,000 worth of debt over and above his house, and that did include a car.
Ouch.
5 years. 5 years, he dug himself out of that. He and his wife completely changed their budget. They completely changed their living style. They didn't change the house, but they completely changed a lot of things. And they dug out of that over 5 years. Now, that's a long-term commitment. That's blood, sweat, and tears. That's focusing a lot of things.
Is it sacrifice, too? Is that living? Don't eat out, don't. I mean, but
he did
okay.
His eating out became a reward, not a routine.
I like that.
Right. So his reward for the family for doing things, it became a, you know, like when you and I and most people who are listening were growing up, you went out to eat because it was something special, right?
Yeah.
You went out. I mean, I remember growing up as a kid, man, if you went out for Chinese food, you were something special that day. That was the thing right there. And, you know, now it's, hey, I'm on the way home, I'll pick something up. And I'm not knocking any of the restaurant guys because some of my best friends are restaurant owners. But the the routine is what got him into trouble on a lot of things.
Sure.
And he's turned it into rewards.
What's for dinner? Who are we going to call?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
And you know, they did a lot of cooking. They really focused on how to get out of the high interest rate things and move to low interest rate things. They juggled a lot. But all of those things are opportunities that you have there. We'll talk about that and other opportunities after this break. This is Money Talk AM 560 KBLU. You
medical condition, you'd get a second opinion. Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being too? If you've been questioning the wisdom of the investment plan you've been following, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs and offer a vital second opinion. Simply call Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management at 928-329-1700. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258. 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 3113. Arizona license number 0904081. To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. Whether you require low volatility, liquid assets, or longer-term investments for higher returns, it's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. With Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
With Americans enjoying longer and more productive retirement than ever, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, we specialize in solid, dependable financial advice designed to work for you towards your objectives in retirement. Whether your personal situation requires low volatility liquid assets or longer-term investments with potentially higher investment returns, it's important to first discuss your options with a trusted financial advisor. For more information or to schedule a consultation, call 329-1700. Securities offered through LPL Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC. IPC.
Happy Friday. 15 minutes left in the show. It is, it's like, what, 8:47, 8:48?
8:48.
We need a digital clock in here. I can't. There's no clock in
there. I got one. You don't.
Okay. Well, put a clock in here. At least you've got Clorox wipes and Lysol wipes
in
here.
I do.
So
I take care of you.
Would you mind getting the dust off the top of the board in the next room, though?
I didn't say I used them.
Okay. Just making sure. So, you know, how are you doing? I'm going to ask you as a business owner. How are you doing
in
this environment?
I'm blessed. In that, gosh, we have things show up. And we've had plenty of work show up. And even though we're remodeling and we're repainting, because I didn't know, I want to keep everybody busy, it didn't. We're doing as much work as we were always doing and remodeling.
And remodeling.
And we haven't stopped. So we're one of the few.
So you're doing well.
Yeah.
Who is somebody you know that needs a little bit of help?
Oh, well, anybody that's at a mall or a restaurant, the barber shops, the tattoo shops. I don't have any tattoos. I don't do them. But they're businessmen and they're real people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of these little mom and pop shops that that work. You know, Ken Rosevere's daughter has a uniform shop, and
mm-hmm.
You know they can't make it. You know, I just don't know how they do it. And a lot of them, when they reopen, are going to be so upside down. It's going to take them years to crawl out, or they're going to be done.
So advice to us in the community for businesses like that, how can we support them in your mind? Because you're talking with these people daily.
I am. And to continue to use their products if you can, shop with them. But there's only so much we can do. We can't make up for everything they've lost for walk-in customers and all that kind of stuff. And we can help them. I've actually helped some business with some advice. I've gone in and done some counseling with some businesses.
And you enjoy that. You've got to smile ear to ear when you're talking about that.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. I'm a homeless guy that does counseling. But yeah, I kind of enjoy it.
You know, that's a good vision right there. That's a good mental picture.
Yeah, just who you want to call. Some people need, because there's an emotional issue, too. There's an emotional issue of people getting, devastated right now. And helping them look at their plan and say, okay, it's going to be okay. Look at the plan. Look at this. You're going to be fine. Let's get these things done. Sometimes it's just that.
So if we all do our part, and whatever business you're in, whatever you do, what can you do to help those people that are around you? And in my case, we talk about the refinancing and the opportunity. And yes, that's the business we're in. But is that the right thing to do? And how do we save people money? How do we free up cash flow so they can do other things?
Yeah.
I know in your case, you're really going through and detailing with people what else needs to be done on the car to keep it safe. And you've talked about sometimes something can be deferred because it doesn't need to be done financially. And other times, hey, you didn't come in for this, but you need to look at this because your safety is important.
Correct.
Every business and every entity out there, what else can you do?
I think that's it. You just check on people. I mean, at the start of this, I was buying beans, toilet paper, and sanitation products for people because they couldn't get it and they couldn't get out. So I was buying things for people because whatever skills and ability that I have, and I have a skill and ability to get up early in the morning and go shopping. So that's my skill. I use.
Can you stay up past like 7 o'clock at night?
I do.
Okay.
So 8:30 sometimes.
But you go back to the store.
Yeah.
Now it's interesting to me that when I see the run on toilet paper and things, you talked about the emotion.
Yeah.
To me, that seems like, okay, that's the only thing we can control. And some people, they felt that's the control they needed, is to have extra toilet paper or some kind of cleaning supplies.
Right.
They may not have needed all of it, but that was the way they could take control. And I really feel and believe that what we need to do to take control is, how can I do just 1% more for the person I come in contact with?
That's good attitude.
How can I help in some area like you do?
Yeah.
And if you see somebody who is in need and you can genuinely lend a hand, let's do it.
Hey, and make people feel better. Look, I have a different attitude towards this COVID-19 than most. I mean, I talk to healthcare professionals. It's a real virus, but it's not a real threat, as people say it is. We don't want it, but it's not a real threat. But that doesn't mean I'm going to go out and tell people, feel better because you're wrong.
Right.
You can't tell people that. They feel comfortable putting a mask on and me having social distancing. Then I do social distancing and a mask because that makes them feel better.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to go tell people that they need to change. Demonstrate to them that you hear them first.
Mm-hmm.
And that will make the comfort enough to where they'll hear you.
Agreed.
Yeah.
So, we're coming down. I can't believe we're out of time almost on the show.
The way this goes.
the ability and the opportunity to A, lend a hand, and B, save some money in this market is just astounding to me. I never thought I'd see interest rates that start with a 2 on potentially a 30-year fix.
That's nuts.
I never thought I'd see 0% interest rate on autos for up to 84 months on some models. I never thought I'd see 0% interest rate on credit cards for up to 24 months. Look around online. I mean, my internet is slow. Why? Because I know everybody's at home on the internet. Look around online when you're there, and you have an amazing opportunity to save you and your family quite a bit of money if you pay attention. Now, if you don't pay attention, it'll be fine, and you can keep on paying what you're paying now. But to the average American who's carrying a credit card balance, holy smokes, the amount of money you could save on interest is astronomical.
Yeah, $100 a month savings is $1,200 a year.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of
money.
Hey,
you're good in math. Nice.
Well, but we don't think about it. It's only, when we look at it and say, well, it's only $25 a week. Okay? And I asked I had a friend that's having some financial problems, can't make ends meet. And I know they eat out every single day. And I said, well, if you save $20 a day, how much does that add up over a month? They said, I don't know, $100. I said, no, There's 30 days in a month. Okay?
Yeah.
$600. I says, you're kidding me. I said, no. You know, you don't have any idea how the numbers work.
Go back to those R words, because that's part of that friend's routine.
Yeah.
They're not seeing it as a reward. And let's be honest, sometimes cooking at home is difficult. If you've got a big family and a lot of kids, it does take some work and effort to cook. Go back to my buddy. You know, they really did change a lot of their lifestyle, where they did a ton of cooking at home and they were much more conservative. So, yeah, he put in some work. It wasn't just a freebie to pay that $250,000 off over 5 years. Your friend, you know, go out to eat a couple times a month and still feel like it hasn't impacted your life. But you could do quite a bit of eating at home. You could do some planning and have, you know, cook a meal and have 2 or 3 days worth of leftovers.
Yeah.
You know, how often as a kid did you grow up on leftovers?
More than we had regular fresh cooked meals.
Yeah, I think mine was like probably 50-50. It's like, well, here's a good meal, and now there's leftovers.
Come to think of, where does leftovers keep coming from?
I don't remember. No, that and the one that I remember was Vandekamp's fish sticks.
Oh yeah.
And mayonnaise, and I can't see a fish stick anymore. And so, oh god. But you know, those are, I know my parents growing up were frugal about the eating and the finances. And again, you go back to my memory of when you went out to Chinese food, that was the reward of all rewards. And you knew there was something good going on when you got to go out to eat. And then you knew tomorrow, yeah, mom's heating up fish sticks.
When I was first married, we didn't have much of anything. We were saving money for a house. We weren't buying a house and all that stuff. And we would have date night once a month. I mean, it was a big treat. And we'd clip coupons to do that. And it was a big reward. And now date night seems to be every night for a lot of people. Like every night is date night. Every night we go out. It's expensive.
But you talk about clipping coupons.
Yeah.
It was a different mentality to saving money back then. And I know even my mom, bless her heart, she clipped a ton of coupons. Probably my best story, most embarrassing story. Remember when FedMart was in town?
No.
That's where Staples is on 16th Street. Used to be FedMart. It was a big kind of similar to a Smart and Final, as I would call it.
Okay.
And she had her index box. She would buy 5 or 10 newspapers every week, and she would sit and clip the coupons, and she would organize her box in the order of the aisles.
Do not get behind her in line.
No. Well, here's the funny thing. So once every other week, she would take a shopping cart, and I was the oldest kid, so she would make me take a shopping cart, and I would have to follow my mom behind down these aisles as she got 2 shopping carts full. And now, keep in mind, this is back in like 86, 85.
Right.
We got to the cashier, and she's got her basket, then I'm right behind her with my basket, and the cashier took, it had to be 15 minutes ringing up the food.
Oh, yeah.
It was $400. By the time she was done with the triple coupons, the bill was like $225, and the ladies behind her were applauding. It was so embarrassing, but that was that money-saving thing that we used to have. So there's a ton of opportunity out there to save money for everybody. Don't be embarrassed about it. Make a phone call, whether it's to me or somebody else. And for all of us at Academy Mortgage, have an amazing May. This is going to be a great month. Stay safe out there, everybody. Lend a hand to your fellow neighbors and coworkers. And from all of us, if you have served or are serving now, our hats off to you. And if we can ever do anything for you, give us a call. This is Money Talk, AM 560, KBLU.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
from the one-hour air conditioning and heating studio. This is News Talk 560 KBLU. Yuma.